Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. There's quite a bit of it, actually. First, we'll deal with football, the FA Vars. Buckland Athletic 2, Callington Town 2. Who won on penalties? Buckland Athletic advanced to the next stage of the FA Vars thanks to a penalty shootout success in a game that ended with a bang. There was a bizarre incident after the first 70 minutes involving the linesman, which led to a stoppage of more than 45 minutes with both medical teams attending to the official. He received hearty applause from the crowd when he eventually got back on his feet, and of course everyone wishes him well. But after 90 minutes of actual play, the teams were 2-2. So the two goalkeepers entered the spotlight for the shootout, which Buckland Athletic won 3-1. We continue with the South Devon Football League roundup. A number of teams asked for a free weekend so that they could attend Abfest in Newton Abbot, creating some games in hand across the divisions. One team that tried to stay ahead of the field was Newton Abbot 66, who agreed to play Chudley Athletic on Thursday evening under the lights at Newton Rec. Although they won by 2-0, they then ran out of steam when they faced the current champions Islington Villa, who inflicted the first defeat of the season for the Sixes on Saturday. This was a 4-0 home win for the Moorlanders. Buckfastleigh Rangers firsts won a heavyweight battle at the Ducks Pond by trimming Kingstainton Athletic by 3-2. The Rams, who are normally pre-season favourites for a top three place, are left pointless after three games. And in Division One has now only two teams with a 100% record, following True Blues being held to a 1-1 draw by Newton Abbott Spurs thirds. Bubby Tracy, just 3 points behind with a game in hand, also had a great result, a 3-0 win to much-fancied Ivy Bridge Town. Moving on to rugby, Tynmouth suffered a 66-40 defeat away to join South West 2 leaders Topsham in a 16-try thriller. Pete Parsons, the Tynmouth captain, felt his side couldn't have done much better. Tynmouth's women were in action the following day and they travelled to Withycombe with just 12 players, and so Withycombe matched the numbers. Towards the end, Withy suffered two injuries, and unexpectedly the referee called the game 12 minutes early due to player welfare concerns, leaving Tynmouth feeling robbed with a final score of 31-24. Continuing with the rugby, Crediton stepped on the gas in the second half to complete a 33-3 win over visitors Newton Abbott First 15. And New Cross followed up their narrow win over Columpton Second 15 with an emphatic 46-12 win over Newton Abbott Spartans in the Devon 2 derby at Racker Hayes. Moving on to bowls, another outdoor bowl season has come to an end, and all in all, Newton Abbott Bowls Club had a pretty good year. Obviously, top of the achievements has to be the men's A team, with the help of several B team players filling in, winning the MDL Premier League for the first time in 39 years, with only one defeat all season. Well deserved. The ladies finished second in the SDL League to a very strong King ladies team, so well done to the ladies involved as well. And Chudley Bowling Club have also had a good season off and on the green. Despite losing a few players, the club has benefited from a successful recruitment drive and has seen its membership increase overall by about 25% in the last 2 years. Following promotion in season 2, 2023 to MDL Division 2, the club's men's team targeted staying at this level. However, results were better than anticipated, and as a result, Chudley will now be playing in the new and uncharted territory of League 1 in 2025. In the SDLL, that's the ladies' division, following relegation from the top division in 2023 and losing some senior players, Chudley ladies knew that they would be in a period of rebuilding and guiding players with less experience into playing competitive league bowls. They set out to survive, but only narrowly missed out on promotion. So the bowls clubs have had a good time. Hockey, the season is getting going now. Ashmore Men's First 11 started the National League campaign with a local derby against Exeter-based Isker. Honours were even last season with a win for each side, but Ashmore were without some key players for this opening game, which Ashmore lost 4-1. A little bit of swimming news. Swimmers from Dawlish Swimming Club took part in a sponsored swim for Sports Relief on September the 17th at their home pool at Trinity School in Tynmouth. A combined distance of over 65 kilometres, or 40 miles, was swum by those aged from 8 to 16, and that's the equivalent of crossing the Channel from Dover to Calais twice. The swimmers raised lots of money for Sports Relief, but it doesn't say how much. And finally, I like this story, heart-raising run for trotters. Forget about internet dating. The best way to find a partner is to join a running club. That's what Tim Pratt and Suzanne Joff, or Goff, did when they met each other at Teambridge Trotters Running Club 6 years ago. Fast forward to today, and having run thousands of miles together, they got married on Saturday, September the 21st. Both of them are keen park run runners, and it was no surprise to their friends and family that they decided to run the park run in Bovey Tracey on the morning of their wedding. Tim finished third overall, and Susanna was first lady across the line. They will start their married life in their home in Heathfield, but not before honeymooning in Italy. And of course, we wish them well. And that concludes the sports news for this week.